Hello.
Hey, Sarah. Committee ran into an issue with Nadira Brown.
Oh, no. What happened?
Nothing happened, so you should just be aware. Nadira, who worked for us for 2.5 months, 2 years ago, this Nadira girl, she most likely has multiple HHA accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, after she discharged from us, she changed her profile and then signed up again on a different one. So I don't know how it's going to work in terms of clocking in and out. I mean, either way, I have to just make sure that the committee did a full rehire because it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
But we may have issues with this, just so you're aware. I'm just giving you a heads up. I was able to reactivate her.
Okay.
The system didn't let me activate her because the mobile ID that we had from 2 years ago,
it's not working, yeah.
Is not working. So I went into the mobile user management and searched it, and it says on there that she changed in her own account. She changed her own profile to gibberish. In other words, in her app, she changed her name, date of birth, phone number, email address, and mobile ID to gibberish. My guess on why she would do that is she tried to re-sign up on a new account, and that new account said...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That it's already existing, so she went to her old account and effed it up. But you can't have two accounts on one social.
Yeah.
So it becomes a bit of an issue, but whatever. I'm just giving
I don't even remember. Who is this client?
I have no idea.
All right, I'll look it up.
You asked me to activate it.
All right. All righty.
I can tell you who she used to work for.
No, it's all right. I'll look it up. Don't worry.
2020.
Can you do me a favor too, though? The thing you did for the report for the clients. Can you do this? Can you make me admin for the caregivers also?
I can. Hold on. Mina, Tamidi, Robin, Alyssa, pending bonus. Anyway, there you are. Loading.
And if you guys ever do any kind of outreach on the weekends, let me know because I'll come up.
I mean, I would love to, but I really would love to. You're talking about like an event?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, Jews, as a Jew, I have a problem with it.
I know.
Because here, you're just an editor. I made you admin, shared. I just sent the email.
So.
Okay. So
yep.
You'll have the same control over
Thank
that.
You.
And that's linked to both sheets. So you just do a simple search and you'll find whatever you're looking for on either sheet.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
This is the main reason I set these up for you.
Yeah.
Specifically for these two reports, so you don't have a headache.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, and I'll work on Nadira Brown. And that other one, you know, she never got back to me about the mailing the checks, so I'm just going to let her know that we can't do anything about it, that you're going to put in the bonus, and I'm sorry, but we'll accept a timesheet for Friday until she can get her phone active.
She's never clocked once, ever.
Hasn't?
No.
So why is she saying, like, that's the issue? Like, obviously, she doesn't
maybe
give a shit.
She's saying she can't turn her phone on. I don't know.
I don't know.
And she's also the one that demanded back pay, even though she was sort of late on some of the docs. Some she wasn't.
Very demanding.
Very demanding. So far, I don't see any actual issue with it. I just don't like that she never clocked in yet.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to her about that, too. All right.
Yeah. But I already put in the $50 bonus. And, yeah. What was her last name again? Just want to make sure.
It was Aisha Moore, or?
Yeah, no, Aisha something.
Can't find it. What was it, Martin?
Aisha, well, I'm just going to do a search for IM. Nothing comes up, of course. There it is, Aisha Mason.
Mason, okay.
I believe.
Yeah, that's right. And we still haven't gotten that auth for
We have three auths that are an issue. There's two of them are
the one that the girl's still working, but it's all coming up red.
Sally Rich,
the,
maybe?
Yeah, Sally Rich, yeah. We haven't heard anything. There's more than one.
There's, hold on, no coordinator, discharge, pending placement, search. There we go. So there's Teresa Martinez-Fajar, which has been a month and a half, and there's Sally Rich. Both of those, they're all three, there are three cases right now. There are four cases. Oh, no, there's more. Yeah, there's three cases right now that have all UPMC, and all of them are officially awaiting assessment. Sally Rich's case, caregivers on leave. I've personally left. I mean, the SC is on leave, even though
I know you've called, and I know Shauna has called.
Yes,
and I gave and I gave the info to Josh too, because he's been calling for auths for intake, and I said if you can get info on that one.
So there is an email that you can send emergency auth requests to from UPMC. I'll get it for you.
All right, yeah, send it over to me.
I just finished a training. I remember seeing that at the end of the training, so I'll get that for you. I have a summary of it. I just have to go through, like, 90 pages. It'll be fast. And then Antonio Wilson could go screw himself. That's a long story, but that's awaiting an assessment, and they have a hard time reaching him. He's gone off the grid for 3 months with us at some point, so I don't care. Let them call, let them whatever. But there's two. There's Sally Rich, and there's Teresa Martinez-Fajar.
All
right. And both Fajar is 2 months old already, and Martina.
And they're both UPMC.
All three of these aforementioned cases are UPMC. All
right.
And it is what it is. 150 hours, $3,000 a week of billing.
All righty.
But we've done everything we can. It's SC issue. I know.
I just feel bad that these caregivers are not going to get paid.
I feel bad as well, but a lot of this has to do, I think the only one I'm actually concerned about is Sally Rich. The other two are like hard to reach type.
Yeah, it's all right. All righty. Well, just send me that email. I'll talk to you later.
No problem. I'll find it immediately after I close payroll.
All right. Bye.